Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go.
All right, my friends, come on in. Before we get started, I definitely want to let you know about the amazing workshop that's happening this week in our community. So as you may have heard, I have mentioned it a couple times. I am actually a director of strategic partnerships and also a master coach in one of the fastest growing online business incubators online. So we have an amazing workshop happening all of this week, and it's a live workshop. All right. So pretty much during the whole week, you'll be learning how to lead in your market with conviction, how to attract high ticket buyers, how to create your signature launch for fast growth, and also really understand the online marketing changes that are happening, the trends, the variations in everything that we've been doing online, how to really adapt it to 2022, and how to reverse engineer your growth, your seven-figure leap, let's say, for 2022, how to bring it back to today so that you can plan for it. Okay, so if you want to be in on this workshop, it is absolutely free. It is friends and family only. I consider you my friends. Make sure to check the show notes and grab the link for that so that you can participate. As I said, it's all free and we get to interact live. All right, so I'll see you there. All right, so shameless plug done. All right, so let's dive into today's topic. So today we're really talking about how to use your calendar to leap you forward, to create exponential growth in everything that you do. And this is probably one of my favorite topics. I love to speak productivity, but in a pretty different way. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. So some of you I know already use a calendar and you time block everything, and that's great. Some of you have a hard time sticking to whatever's in your calendar, in your daily planner. We're going to talk about that as well. I think the approach of how you view the whole thing and how you view your calendar and its place in your productivity is the biggest success factor. Okay, so let's talk about that. One of the key things first is understanding what the foundations of planning are. Planning, so your plan, the idea for your plan is not to be the end all be all. Your plan is not going to be your results 100% of the time. There is no plan ever that was executed 100% the way it was intended and gave exactly that result. Okay, so but what your plan is, what your vision is with your plan, is to give you a sense of direction, to give you a sense of focus, because we all know that direction and focus are what is necessary to create momentum, okay? And momentum is what you want to build to achieve success. So the idea of creating some type of a plan is just to give you some direction so that you can start taking action, and then God knows where you're going to end up. In many cases, because you're taking consistent action, you're going to end up somewhere great anyway. But the idea of your plan is just to get you moving forward. Your energy needs to be channeled in a specific direction, and that is what your plan is for. Okay. Your plan is also a way for you to hold yourself accountable for how you're spending your time and to becoming more intentional so that you can say no to the wrong things, say yes to the right things that are in, that are part of the plan. And if time management is your thing, then it makes time management more effective, right? Because you're making sure that you're working on the right things. So the plan really is to just help you take that vision that you have, that long-term vision, and bring it to something that is a little bit more palpable, a little bit more concrete, because it is a shorter term. That is what your plan is for, okay? What your plan is for as well is to kind of help you figure out what should be part of it. So when you look at your calendar, there's two different types of activities that would typically be on your agenda, right? On your daily activities. There are the activities that are your daily ops. This is kind of how we used to train when I was in corporate. This is how I trained corporate leaders to think. There's a difference between operations and projects. Your operations are your daily activities that are more for maintenance of whatever you currently have. So let's take, for example, the example of your home. In your home, you do some maintenance operations, like doing the laundry, like cleaning the house. Things like that are maintenance operations, okay? So as a business owner, you have things that are more maintenance to keep the business going based on what we currently have. Then you have projects. Projects are what get you to your vision. They're the other layer that bring that brings the growth, it brings the changes, it brings the new things into your business so that you can achieve the vision that you have for yourself, right? If I go back to the example of the home, projects would be interior design projects. You're renovating, you're spicing up a little piece, a little part of the home, things like that. You're decluttering. That's a project in a home, right? So those things help you get to a closer to a vision that you have for your home. It is beyond the daily operations. So when you look at your calendar, if your calendar, here's quick homework for you. Open your agenda, open your calendar and check it. Does it have project style operation, project style activities, or does it only have maintenance styles operation? Okay, so maintenance, operation, type of activities, those are things that you do just to maintain whatever is in existence. For example, coaching your current clients, things like that. If there is no activity that is bringing growth, if there are no new projects, you're going down, baby. let me put it that way. If there are no projects in your calendar, if there is nothing that brings in growth, that brings in something that's different from the status quo, you are going down. So that's why this episode is important. That awareness is key. So why look at your calendar? The calendar is one very easy way. It's very objective. You can see it on a single sheet of paper or on your screen. It can be very visual where you see what fits and doesn't fit in your plan. Okay, so that's why we're talking calendar. I am now at a stage where I do everything every single day based on what is in the calendar. If it is not in the calendar, it does not happen. If it is in the calendar, that's what I am sticking to. And if there is no room in the calendar for anything, for something new that's coming, then that's when you have a tough choice to make, right? So the calendar piece can be very, very helpful. And now here's the thing though. Whenever I coach clients, whenever people ask me, but how do you manage your time, etc., I think the biggest game changer for me has been to stop thinking about my time in terms of yearly increments. Oh, this is what I'm doing in 2022. This is what I'm doing in 2021. This is what I'm doing in 2025. Instead of thinking about it that way, is really focusing on 90-day increments, and that is it. Meaning, every single plan that I have is a 12-week plan that is focused on 2 to 3 maximum types of goals. The plan has a theme, and that is what I'm focusing on for 90 days. So these are sprints, okay? It is not a long marathon. It is sprints to create a new project, develop a new skill. It is really a sprint for 90 days where you focus like a maniac on a couple of things. And then when you're done with those couple of things, then you can either delegate them to someone, you can automate things, or they've become a skill and it's second nature at this point. Okay. So working in 12-week increments was a game changer for me. It's something that I discovered back in 2015. At this point, so when you're listening to this, depending on when you're listening to this, but at the time of this recording, that was 6 years ago, when as I was preparing for my toughest, at that time, my toughest Kung Fu exam ever, I had to kind of think about my training in a very, very different way. All of my, I was going to say brothers and sisters, it was pretty much just brothers. All of my martial arts counterparts were all men, right? So even my trainers, everyone who was more advanced than I was a man, and they were all bigger, taller, stronger than me. And so I had to develop a different way to train and to build flexibility and speed, because I figured if they have the strength and they have the size working for them, I need to figure out something else because I cannot change those things for myself. but I can work on my speed and I can work on my flexibility, right? So I developed this plan. I only had a short period of time to really work on this. I think I had like 6 months at that time. And I broke that down into two and focused on some very key pieces of my skills in very short increments of time. And that was a game changer. Just the growth that I experienced within those 6 months compared to the years before was, it was exponential. And so I started bringing that into other areas of life, and it completely blew my mind, right? And then in 2020, during COVID, I read this book by chance called The 12-Week Year, which completely validated everything that I had kind of discovered on my own. And it helped me push it a little bit further. So if you have not read the book, The 12-Week Year by Brian Moran, please make sure that you get it. I am not sponsored by it by any means, but it has definitely been a game changer to be able to concretely say, oh my God, this is proven by science. Doing sprints versus these long marathons is actually a thing, right? And so that's how I want you to think about your calendar. So initially, how you want to be thinking about this is most people think yearly. They start the year, this is going to be what I'm doing this year, etc. And they have like 10 different goals for the year. And by the end of the year, if they're lucky, they achieve one. How I want you to flip your mind is, okay, here are the next 90 days, the next 12 weeks, right? The next 12 weeks, I'm going to focus on two or three different skills or projects, and that is it. Nothing else is important during that time frame. Everything else that shows up goes on a list, and I'll consider it when I'm done with my 90 days. And the cool thing with 90 days is that it's short enough for you to see it as something very concrete, but it is long enough for you to build new skills, to learn new habits, and to really acquire those habits. Okay, so 90 days, guys, 90 days. 90 days, you focus on one, two, or maximum three different skills, and that is all that you do. And then you map out what those things are going to be. Okay, so that's how we want to be thinking about that. That's why I work in 90 day increments, in 12-week increments. It makes a big difference. And so here's how you want to do it. You start with your vision. Okay, your vision, it's something that for myself, I know I update it very regularly with the things that I like when I see others doing certain things and that really like, I was like, oh my God, I want that too. I add that to my vision. It really expands my mind all the time. So you look at your vision and you bring some of the elements of your vision just for these next 90 days. And typically how I want you to think about this is, what are the big dominoes? What are the things that if I focus on them now, okay, are going to make everything else easier? What are the skills or what are the big projects? What are the things that I know are super important? Maybe I've been procrastinating on them, or maybe it's just that now is the good time for them that I can focus on right now so that everything else I need to do, it's like it's helping me leap forward. And for the next 90 days, I'm just going to focus on that. Okay, so you have your two, three things. Typically, you'll see that they have something in common, right? And for me, that's what I call the theme. I give every 90-day period a theme. For example, I remember when I started my own business, my big thing that I was scared to death to do was being on camera on social media. I was used to being in front of people and speaking and all that stuff, but it was contained rooms with physical people. The rooms had walls and you knew who you were talking to. You could see them, etc. For me, being on social media was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Okay. So working on that specific skill of engineering my celebrity on social media was one theme for me. Okay. Other times I've had skills and I've had themes where I was really focused on my health because I was having health issues, or periods where it was all about family, or periods where it was all about one specific big project for work, right? So, but giving a theme to your 90 days is huge. Then, as I said, you have your 2 to 3 goals in there. And then you want to think about, what are the things that could derail my progress? Take each of those three goals and ask yourself, what could derail me for this one? Okay, what can I do about it? All right, so you take those goals, you break them down. Here's what could derail me. I know myself. Here's what could derail me, and here's what I'm going to do about it. Those things that you're going to do about it, they need to show up in your calendar. Okay? Then you take each of your goals and you break them into key specific actions, as well as identify, okay, what weeks am I going to do this? Let's say that you're going to start a podcast. When I started my podcast, this was definitely part of my 12-week plan. And so I had very specific actions, key actions dedicated to launching the podcast. Part of it was identifying the tech pieces, finding an editor, things like that. And out of the 12 weeks that I had in front of me, I had to define, okay, this thing I'm doing weeks through four. So basically the first month, this thing I'm going to do every single week. It's like something that has to become a habit, etc., right? So you break each of those three key goals or dominoes into key actions and you assign a specific week to them. That's how you want to look at your plan. That becomes your plan for the next 90 days. And then every single week, here's how I do it. Your routine might be a little bit different, but every single week on Sundays, I actually plan the next week. So I look at, okay, here's my 12-week plan. Here is, based on what I planned at the beginning, what this week is supposed to look like. Now, how do I take these blocks and enter them in the calendar? So if I'm supposed to find an editor and it's one of my key actions, here is in the calendar this week when I'm going to sit down and actually reach out to these people. And here's when I want to make the decision. And here's when I want to send that email or meet with them, etc. Put those items in the calendar. Okay. So you created your 12-week plan at a glance, that overall. Then every single week, you're taking that plan and you're looking at what is technically due this week. Okay, let me put these elements in my calendar. I do it on Sunday. Some people do it Monday morning. Some people do it on Friday for the following week. However you want to do that, that works. Okay, and then you want to have someone to hold you accountable. I think this is the key piece because it's very easy to slip. So if you have a coach of some sort that can help you with this, that's amazing. If you have somebody who's also interested in doing the same type of work on their calendar and being and holding each other accountable, I've done that for a few years, several years ago, where I just had someone, I've never met her, I don't even know her at this point, but we used to do a quick call every Sunday evening and just go over our plan for the week. Okay, so you can find someone, it can be a family member, it can be an assistant, if you have an assistant, it can be anyone really to help you go through, here's what's supposed to be to get done. And at the end of it, here's what I got done, here's what worked, what didn't work, etc. That piece really, really, really helps, okay? And the cool thing about work, building your calendar like this, is that if you have a team, you can do the exact same thing with your team. I was telling a client yesterday, we were doing a strategic plan for her. Told her the same thing. You identify your three big blocks, but then you want to take your team members, the ones that report to you, and part of their calendar is going to be, has to be aligned to what you're doing here, right? So you have these three blocks. What pieces of these blocks do they own? What pieces are they going to be responsible for? They need to take ownership of those pieces and do the exact same work of translating it into smaller key actions that they plan in their calendar. If you have your team doing that and you're doing that yourself, I can guarantee you that at the end of 90 days, even if you only did 75 to 80% of what you said you were going to do, you're going to be so much further ahead. So much further ahead. Okay, so do this for yourself, do the same thing for your team, and it's going to be a game changer. And here's where the reality check is. Once you've planned this and it's in your calendar, it becomes so much easier to just identify what fits, what does not. Your calendar is there. I like to block pretty much everything, okay? And enter even things that I'm doing for my family, personal health check-ins, checkups, all that stuff. You want to make sure that everything that's important is in the calendar so that when something else comes up, you can have the decision-making power to identify, okay, does this fit or does it not? If it does not fit because that time slot is already taken, the day is already full, the week is already full, then that's when you need to decide, is this a project or is it just an ops thing, an operations activity? Is it something that warrants me canceling other prior engagements? Is it something that I can delegate? Does it have to be me? Right? And if you really have to do it, you know, going back to everything I talked about on episode 6 of this podcast on the 3 most important questions, you want to ask yourself those questions to see if this new thing that's being brought to your plate, is it something that you're going to do now, or is it something that can actually wait for your next 90-day sprint? All right. So please, please, please think about this. Please think about time management in a different way, right? Your mindset has to shift first. For me, the biggest mindset when it comes to becoming productive was to shift my mind from how most people see time, which is like this very long and large and big container that has no boundaries, to reducing it into a very short and intensive period of time of just 90 days. And do 90-day sprints 4 times a year, you're going to be blown away by how much you grow in any given year, faster than anyone else around you. I guarantee it. All right? I love you. You know that at this point. So have an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you next week.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kairi Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.